Cool. That was Rumble of the Diesel off of the album Of Whales and Woe, which is my second favorite Moby Dick album. The first being the one by Mastodon that I can't remember the name of. Anyways, we're going to get into some heavier stuff, metal, namely, with Sergeant Baker by Primus, followed by Mars for the Rich by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and then Gerzel by the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. We're going to get into the music one more time, but as a reminder, this is Hitchhiker's Guide to Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the tunes.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. I'm back again. So those few songs that you just listened to were Sergeant Baker by Primus off their album Sailing the Seas of Cheese, followed by Mars for the Rich by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off their album Infest the Rat's Nest, then followed by Gerzel by the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets off their album High Visceral Part 2, then followed by Old Gods by Null off their album Sleepwalking Days. And the cool thing about Null is that they're from my hometown, and nobody really listens to them because it's a small town. Birmingham, Alabama, to be exact. Roll Tide or something like that. Anyways, great band. Please listen to them. They need it. I don't want to baby them, but they're a good band. Please listen to them. They're awesome. Slept on. I'm also going to talk about another thing you should think about. This is numbers to think about, the PSA. Bitcoin energy costs. Did you know a single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days? Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Or probably similarly to like an iPhone 14, 15, 16? Is that a thing now? Anyways, that is the numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I don't want to get political because I actually don't think I'm allowed to. Don't do anything that's bad for the environment, guys. I feel like that should be obvious. But the environment's pretty cool. Anyways, we're going to get back into the music. This is Bedside by Gnarla. Thank you.
I swear it, I wanted to call, but on my way around, I happened
I'm back once again. Okay, so those few songs were Bedside by Gnarla off their album Till the Weather Changes. One of my favorite songs recently. I don't know. I haven't listened to that one in a while, but like that album specifically, it's the only album they've ever made. It's this Australian band, I believe, but they're phenomenal. I don't know how they did it, but I love that solo. Is like, I don't know. I don't want to sound too cheesy and be like, oh, it's so powerful, man. But you get it. Then it was followed by Worms by Viagra Boys off their album Street Worms. Good album. Funny band. Good band. They're actually really good. Then it was Bug by Fontaines DC off their new album Romance, which came out maybe 2-3 months ago. I almost saw them live, but unfortunately I didn't because I forgot to buy tickets. But they're a good band. My father, he is the one who got me into them. So thank you, Dad. They're cool. I like the band. Up next, we're going to be listening to the new Jordy Greep album. Not the whole thing, just one song. I'm not going to subject y'all to the whole album. Frankly, I actually don't really like the new album. As someone who loved Black Midi, R.I.P., I'm sad that they broke up. I actually cannot stand most of this new Greep album. Feel free to tell me I'm wrong. But I don't know. The lyrics for most of the songs are just so, just like, crass. And I know that makes me sound like somebody's grandma, but it's just like gross. Black Midi was kind of like that, but I don't know. I'm not feeling this Greep album, but there's a few songs on there. And my favorite one is low-key the one that he's not singing on. But that's not the one I'm playing because I didn't think about that until just now. So yeah, this is going to be the new sound. Well, the album is called The New Sound. The song is called Through a War, off the album The New Sound by Jordy Greep, which is his like breakout single after Black Midi broke up, which I'm not going to hate on him too much. He's a talented musician. I just think he's a little pretentious. Anyways, that's going to be followed by the best song I think I've ever heard. It's the new King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. The new King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard single, Phantom Island, off their single, Phantom Island. I'm not going to say anything about it. Just listen. Listen in. All right, we're going to get back into the tunes here.
We're gonna drink till the streets sound like music, and the music is just noise. Tonight we're gonna drink till I look like Hercules. Come on, gather round, boys. Come close, listen in. The year was 1862. Took up arms after the war was through. We knew that we could take what was left. The city was ours. We burned down their churches, built an arcade. I was a natural leader to whom the tribesmen bowed. I strolled around in the general's clothes and had the only gun. I fired shots and made the children dig. I tortured all insurgents. I ruled with an iron fist. But for you, my love, I offered only grace. At the very first sight of you, I lay myself prostrate. For your touch, I'd have conquered every village in the land. I would have disemboweled myself just to hold your hand. I saw you appear like a dream between trees. I knew I'd have to get you to live with me. Did you deceive? Maybe so. But still I breathe. could never blame. All the things they say are hearsay. You, my lover, faultless, you will never die. You, my love, remain the apple of my eye. You gave me nothing but an incurable disease, for which I'm so glad you'll always be with me. With each inch of my loins, the music of your voice. With each tremor and shake, your unmistakable voice. You help me lapse into unreason. You help me disintegrate. With this whiskey, you are with me, hot in my throat. You're once again whole. I drink off your
shadows
I'm back. Sorry, I love that song so much. It may legitimately be their magnum opus. Granted, the whole album hasn't even come out yet. So the whole album, man, if the whole album is like that, oof. It's like dang. I don't know. Their most recent album, Flight B741, I was like, well, man, this is it. This is as good as they get. But every single album they put out, I'm constantly surprised. I mean, I thought they peaked with KG and LW. They're like final microtonal stuff. But then they just kept making more and more. And I think this will be their 31st studio album in, 13 years of being a band? I mean, I don't want to glaze too hard, but like, I don't know. They managed to release a song that is exactly in my lane, like right up my alley. Just nailed it. Nail on the head. Hit the nail on the head with this one. I already have tickets. Me and my brother are going to see them live with the orchestra August 1st, 2025 in New York City where my brother lives. I've seen them, this is embarrassing, 6 times. So yeah, they're my favorite band, if it wasn't obvious with how much I talk about them. I could literally talk about that song for an hour alone. I've listened to it at least 30 times. It came out like October 29th, and it was my top listened to song of the month by the 30th. It's great. That song is phenomenal. We're going to get back into two more, maybe two or three more songs. Maybe more if I get some time. But it's late. It's like 2:52. Not even like it is 2:52. That's late. I got school tomorrow, bro. Anyways, we're going to get into the next songs. Up next is Long Distance Runaround / The Fish by Yes. And then after that, I'll probably talk one more time and sign out. But here's Yes. Hey, everybody. I'm back. Again.
So that was Long Distance Runaround / The Fish.
And there's another. Yeah. Schindleria Prematuris.
By Yes, off their album Fragile, parentheses, Super Deluxe.
Yes. Okay. Well, haha. Sorry. As a reminder, this is Hitchhiker's Guide to Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. It's about the end of my time, but I don't know if somebody's after me. I've never actually played this late. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one more song, and that's actually going to be Qualified by Dr. John. And yeah, this will probably be the last time you hear my voice tonight, but it won't be the last time you